Hello, advisor family. My name is Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show. Make sure you're hitting that subscribe button today. So today we are handing the mic back over to Michelle Phillips. She is a Sedona-based healer's healer, an internationally renowned psychic medium, intuitive, and author whose DNA level healing work has helped thousands crack open the cage of past pain and step into radical freedom. So Michelle doesn't just talk about transformation, she lived it. She turned her own cancer diagnosis into the catalyst for pioneering DNA heart map healing that releases the energetic echoes of childhood trauma. Her message is simple. Your younger self isn't a life sentence. It is a launch pad. The patterns you learned at five are the bars. The moment you face them, you've got the key to open yourself up and let yourself out of that cage. So lean in, because on today's episode, we're proving that your childhood is your road to your freedom. Michelle's about to hand you the roadmap. So, Michelle, it is so good to see you again. I was just saying how beautiful you look today. You're glowing with your purple.
Thank you so much. I'm so sensitive to electricity, so that's why I'm wearing my hat again. So, thank you. It's so great to be back here with you again. I was actually very excited, to share kind of my experience of really what we're doing here. Like our roadmap, our childhood is absolutely our roadmap to freedom, because I believe we chose this lifetime before we came down here. I think I told you last time, when I'm working with people and I'm looking at before they came down here, I'll see them like in a dimension, what I call kind of a waiting dimension, waiting for their exact number to be called, astrological, how they're going to do this lifetime or whatever. And I saw then that souls have personalities. I'll ask someone, do you take notes? Because I'll see in this dimension they're taking notes because they want to make sure they don't forget what they're going to go through or whatever, Oh, all the time. Or I'll see someone dancing music. Do you like to dance? Oh, I love to dance, So we come down with these personalities, but we also come down with our whole roadmap of what we're going to do down here in this lifetime. So our childhood, like when the sperm hits the egg, we immediately take on all the programming from our parents, and they take on ours. So I call it all the karmic ancestral energy. So then when we are in the womb, those patterns, programs we took on are continuing to activate, any of the old emotions that are in the cells, the tissues, the organs from other lifetimes, stories, belief systems or whatever. And then whatever our parents are going through, when we're in the womb, you're going to pick their energy up also. So many times I'll see someone, like when they're born, I can see the mother loves them. The mind loves them, but I don't feel the love. So, like when they're born, I don't feel the love coming out of the mother's heart, arms, and hands, and into them so they feel safe and secure. So, what pattern do they pick up then? They're not lovable, they're not wanted, and the fear of being on the earth at this time. Hearing a
So
lot
how
of that.
far back does that go? So you're saying my mother's 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 generational that far back can affect me.
Absolutely, it can. So I do inner child work, and so I started my work doing inner child work, because I was healing myself. My team guided me. I said Jesus guided me to this holistic health college many years ago. And I could see, and when I started touching people's bodies for massage, I'm thinking, I don't want to do massage. But I could see inside their body, and I could see inside the second chakra what it was like when they were in the womb, where they started picking up their belief systems and patterns. So in this holistic college, I started working through so much of my own stuff, because as a child, I was never touched. No one ever let me know that they loved me, or, just so much old trauma coming up and out. And so from there, then I was able to start going forward to do my work. But it's like you can't put the new on top of the old. So the work that comes through me, inner child work, also going into the heart, because I've been shown the heart has a map of every experience we've ever gone through. And the heart and the Akashic Records, the heart's map and Akashic Records are actually one thing. So as you start going into the heart's map, it's incredible what starts being cleared out of your bodies and systems. So as I've
Right.
done this work so much on myself, then I started clearing my mother's emotions out when she was young, my father's. Yeah, so it goes all the way back. We're an extension of their patterns.
Wow. So let me ask you this. When you were doing this work on people in massage, and you're seeing into their, their organs and stuff, I guess my question is, were you taking on their emotions at that time? Like, how did you manage and distinguish what was theirs and what was yours? Like, I know it's hard to even ask this because I personally can feel energy, and sometimes I don't know whether what I'm feeling is mine or what I'm feeling is the person that's 10 feet away from me across the room of 100 people. So how did you learn how to distinguish your emotions?
Because Archangel Michael came to me. I mean,
Okay.
team's been with me my whole life and they've just guided me. So then, like you're talking about, how could I decipher what's mine, someone else? So then he showed me how to wrap layers of blue around me.
Okay.
So I'm not picking up other people's energies. And then as you wrap the layers of blue around you, you can also put mirrors. You know, that they're facing outwards. So if people's energy comes, then it's going to bounce off. But when he showed me how to do that, a friend came over to my house and she was going through her story, what was going on, you know? And I could feel her energy coming to me. I was watching it and bouncing off of me. So it's really important, especially now because our frequencies are high. We're in so many dimensions, multi dimensions at the same time, that we really protect ourselves. Because the Creator says we're always, always, always matching and merging with our environment. So if you're around a toxic environment, people that are going through a lot, and I think everyone's going through a lot right now, you're going to take it in. And like you're saying, not knowing what is yours or what is someone else's.
Yes. So I guess where do we start with the childhood stuff? Like, I know a lot of people, they have a desire to get better. They have a desire to want to feel good. They go see the doctor finds nothing wrong with them. They still don't feel good. They don't know what to do. Meanwhile, there's all this stored trauma in our bodies and our inner child work. So what is the first step? How do we even begin?
Okay. It's important that we do soul retrieval. The work that comes through me, we take you back to when you were conceived, you know, and starting back there, all the ancestral stuff through your whole experience in the womb, where you started picking it up, mother, father, ancestors, when you were born, and then up to about when you're 2 years old. So we go through that whole process and start doing soul retrieval, bringing the aspects of you that were still stuck in that kind of pain. So this woman, interesting, was walking by my house yesterday and she stopped and we're talking. And when I said, well, I'm a spiritualist, you know, and she goes, oh, would you tell me something about myself, you know, about her? And
Of
I'm
course.
thinking, what? She said, and I said, well, Spirit is saying you really need to heal your inner child. You have a hurt child. And she goes, what? That was a long time ago. I don't have any of those issues. And I said, well, what happened when you were about 6 years old? I mean, it just comes through me. She goes, well, I wanted to commit suicide because my grandmother was so mean to me. So it's that kind of stuff, those memories that are stuck in our systems. And she's saying she doesn't have any issues to heal. You know, well, she was
Right.
suicidal back there. So she's the adult, but that little girl still feels the pain of what happened back there. So it's important that we go back and bring this little girl out of there and kind of reparent her, really give her love, and so that she starts feeling loved and safe and secure. And as she starts feeling that, then us, the adult, starts feeling it. So I was giving a session to this man this morning, inner child, because he and his partner are having a hard time in the relationship. And I could see that it's childhood stuff because he's amazing now, healer, all this. And he really trusts me because I've worked with him before. So I said, okay, we're going to go into the emotions of your childhood. So what was happening, because his mother yelled all the time, constantly.
Okay.
So he just closed down inside of himself, went inside, stayed in the room or whatever. So his wife, when she gets upset or whatever, she raises her voice and he just freezes. He absolutely can't handle it. He cannot respond, interact in an adult way or anything. So it was amazing to really go back into his childhood and give those frozen emotions the opportunity to express how they felt. I mean, their anger, hatred, whatever. So the adult in us understands, well, my parents did the best they could, or even I chose this or whatever, but we still have those emotions inside of us that absolutely control us until we go in and start clearing them.
So how did you start clearing them? What do you mean by that?
Okay. So we do a lot of anger release work. I mean, there's so many ways of clearing them. What we were doing with him this morning was the anger. And I was really assisting him because what I've experienced, all the childhood energy is in like the second chakra. And so, for those of you that are watching that don't know the chakra system, the second chakra is like about 2 inches below the navel. Yeah. So when I look into people's bodies, their second chakra, I can see the relationship, the mother, the father, their ancestors, where they started picking it up, taking it on. So with him, we just had him go in and start screaming and letting that frozen emotion out. I do that in my workshops, and he trusts me enough to do it. It was amazing. So his body was just shaking, the fear that's stuck in.
Wow.
And then we just kept going, and the different incidents in his childhood coming up, bringing that aspect stuck there back into him now. And then eventually just felt this peacefulness and being able to, I said, okay, give the fear a voice. And of course, the anger and the hatred, or whatever. But the adult doesn't feel like that, but those emotions do. So you have to give them a voice. And when you let them voice themselves like that, it starts clearing that out of the bodies and systems. Because many times people that have sickness and disease, it's the childhood energy that really starts closing down the body and ends up, breaking out in sickness and disease in the bodies and systems.
Right. Hence people going to the Western medicine world and finding out there's nothing wrong with them.
Absolutely. It's those emotions that are coming out sideways. I just worked with a woman yesterday that has cancer, metastasized, and it's definitely childhood stuff, like childhood and adolescent also is a huge, time in people's lives when our emotions, our hormones are out of balance, our emotions are all over the place also. And just going back to a lot of sexual violation stuff that happens back there. And many times when people go through that when they're young, they don't say anything to anyone about it. So, and she said that for her was just kind of like the turning point in her life when she was sexually abused. She just closed down to everything. I said, did you tell anyone? She said, not until she was adult. And then when she told her mother, the mother discounted it. That didn't happen or whatever. Carrying the shame and the fear and everything that you go through with it. And it stays in the body if there's no way, to clear it out or release it.
My God, I can relate to that on so many levels. And I know a lot of women my age. I was in the corporate world, always really driven and surrounded by dominant males in their 50s. And they're in the generation where, women are supposed to be a certain way. So I was always trying to impress them, be a part of that. And I subjected myself to awful behavior, trying to fit in and just allowing myself to be in those situations. And I know so many women can relate to that.
I
And
can
that
relate
is
to
stuff.
that.
See,
Absolutely. It's a
absolutely.
generational thing.
Generational thing for sure. And then you hold your worth there. You put yourself in these situations where you're taken advantage of, and That goes straight to the hips, the womb, the, as you said, the second chakra, and it traps us.
Self-worth. It does. Yeah. Our self-worth issues, not feeling valuable, important, feeling stupid, whatever it is. And then really kind of the fear to go forward again. You start losing your inner power. And then I find what people try to do, they start trying to go forward more from their mind, that consciousness. So then they disconnect from the heart or the feeling part of themselves, which is how we heal. You know, it's how we go forward. Yeah. But I
Yeah.
think the gift is I see so many men also that are crumbling. That's all I can say, like we
Yeah.
all are right now. You know, all the patterns coming up. So I see so many men that are also willing to go in and heal and look at what's going on now.
Beautiful. I love that so much. And yeah, exactly. I know that the times that I stood up for myself, the times that my colleagues, my friends stood up for themselves, they were fired. You know, they were told sorry, and then like the door shut, and that is so disheartening, and it just crumbles you. And then you're like, okay, now what? And exactly, you disconnect from emotion, and then you think logically, how am I gonna get ahead in my life being this way? And now I gotta put up with this, now I can't speak up, now I can't do, you know, be myself. I love that more men are open to this now. I love it because they've got a hard job too. They're
They
supposed to
do.
be tough and, you know, not emotional. And society has just put this image of a man that's so wrong. You know, men are just as emotional as women.
They are, yeah. But what I'm seeing, especially because I have grandsons, you know, and my nephews, you know, they're married and children. And like when I was growing up, or my generation, especially the father, didn't really have that much to do with the children. I mean, wasn't
Right.
involved with love and hugging. Man, these young fathers are amazing. They
I
are
love that.
present with their children. It's absolutely incredible. It's a different generation.
Yeah. Oh my
And
God.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the other thing, you know, as we start having the sense of losing ourselves, which we're all doing right now, we're losing who we thought we were. We're losing who we think we're supposed to be. And like I was talking about last time, stay connected to spirit, because God's your spirit guides, your angels, whoever work with you, and we all have them. They're going to guide you step by step if you listen. But so many times we get caught up in the fear, so we don't listen. You know, you just, okay, go to the next level, and they will guide you. Because, like I said before, it's not just us down here and God and spirit up there. If we're willing to show up, they're going to be with us 1,000% because they can't do it without us, and we can't do it without them.
Yes.
Yeah, and back to the child, no one can heal our childhood but us. You know, even if someone came to you and said, both your parents came to you, you know, and said, I love you, forgive me. Of course, it's going to open so many doors. But at the same time, you're still carrying the emotions there.
Yeah.
So you're the one, we're the ones that have to really go in and start clearing the emotions out here. And another way to really start. And I'm going to take you through it in a little while, Art, because the creator's shown me we all have a little girl and a little boy. So the little girl is our feminine, our knowing, our creative, our spiritual. The little boy is the intellect, the ego, the will. It's the part that goes forward in life. And many times they don't even know the other one exists. So if we've been raised in a family where maybe we were closer to the father than our mother, our energy is going to go to where we felt connected.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So then I'm just talking about women now, but I mean it's everyone. So of course then you're going to go more into the male aspect of yourself because you feel safe there.
Right.
Or the other side, like if you have a really strong connection to the mother and the love and support, that's where we're going to go. So when you
Okay.
have a little girl and little boy, you're bringing all those aspects of yourself back together into one heart. Where I've talked to people that do inner child work and they'll say, or, you know, done classes or whatever, I didn't know I had the other one. So everything is about balance of the male and female right now, everything. So in our lives, if we can go back, think of a time in the childhood that was very challenging. You can go back to that time. Let's say the little girl was harmed or hurt, whatever. And just imagine picking her up and taking her out of whatever happened there and just loving her, hugging her, holding her. Let her know that she's safe now. Look, we're with our real parents, mother, father, God, creator. And just validate, validate, validate her. And as you do, then you're going to bring that hurt aspect that feels loved and safe back into you now. And as you do, it starts expanding your energy. So there's so many different like techniques now that people can really go in to start healing their child. But like I said, as long as I've done this work, and people say to me, oh, I had a great childhood, working with people. Oh, I had wonderful parents, and I'm sure they did, And but then I'll say, okay, but what happened like at 7 years old? Well, yeah, well, my dad, he used to drink a lot and would rage or whatever, The parents didn't love him, So of course I knew the parents loved him, but you have all this emotional hurt and not being safe inside yourself. So as you go back to the experience and bring that child from that timeline out and just start validating the child, letting them know now they're safe, they're secure, they're loved. And it's not us, the adult, that feels like, God, now I have to heal this child on everything else I have to do, especially parents that have kids. Last thing they want to do is have another kid within themselves. But it's not like they have to do it because you have God's spirit, your whole team that's helping you heal that aspect of yourself. So
Yeah.
you're
So for someone who wants to get started, or I guess I know you have a lot of people that you work with, and you would work with a lot of people, but do you recommend having someone guide you? Or because I know
absolutely.
that for me, when I started doing this deep work, it can be extremely, it feels like you're a different person. You're
Yeah.
just all of a sudden, you're like, I don't recognize myself. I don't like this music anymore. I don't like this food anymore. My job sucks. Like, it can be a lot. So do you
It's
recommend
a frequency
having
shift.
someone that you trust to guide you, or should you do it on your own? What is your opinion?
I think we need to be safe. So in the beginning, absolutely have someone that's there, like the man I worked with today. I said, thank you for trusting me. And he said, of course, because I've worked with him before, So it's really important to have someone that you trust with you so that you can be vulnerable, so that you can really go in on a deep level and let go of all these hurts and traumas or whatever they are. So in the beginning, it's really important to have someone that can assist you and to hold you, embrace you so that you're safe in going through it. And like you said, you're shifting so much, you're losing your identity of who you thought you were. And then many times people will feel like insecure, what's happening? Am I going crazy? Am I, Yeah, maybe we're all going crazy, but we could do it together, assist each other through it. So,
Yeah, more people would talk about it, and like you talked about, the world is shifting and it's very clear. But these are the conversations that need to be had so people can relate to each other. Everyone's going through something.
Absolutely. Everyone is. Like the veils are being lifted right now. The illusions are clearing out. Like spirits always said, if you were to stand up tomorrow and had none of your past, none of your belief systems, none of any of it, you wouldn't even have a clue of who you were. And that's kind of what's starting to happen for us now. We're losing our identity. And yet we are the ones, I think we talked about this before. We call ourselves, the black sheeps, but it's just the opposite. We're the light ones in our family unit that agreed we're going to come down, unravel all of this karmic stuff, meaning all the lifetimes you've had with everyone, and all the ancestral stuff. Just open it up and clear it out. That's what we've agreed to do. And as we do it for ourselves, we do it for future generations, forwards and backwards. And I'm speaking from experience with my children and grandchildren. It's been amazing. And then the children coming through now are just incredible, also. I mean, very aware. So I feel like we have opened the doors as we've gone forward. We're opening the doors for these younger generations to really bring the light in and to hold it for us now as we're ascending.
Yeah, my nephew, he's like three and he's like a genius. I swear, I'm
Yeah.
like, when I was that age, I was, spitting up everywhere. He's like, we'll be working on an iPad. I'm like, are you serious?
I was working with this young woman, 22, and she's really depressed because she feels like she's not doing her spiritual work and her ego's in the way. I said, "My God, you're 22 years old. When I was in your
Jeez.
age, I didn't even know what ego was, you know?" I said, "Look at what you're doing. You know, your whole passion is spiritual." I said, "You're doing amazing, you know." But yeah, but the younger generations, they, well, I felt like that. I mean, you're probably feeling like that too. I just want to get there. Once you start awakening spiritually, you know, it's like you're just like your soul wants more, more, more. Open me up, bring more, you
The
know.
possibilities, it seems
Absolutely.
endless.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
And I
deep
think
work, though. It's hard. It is
it is.
very, it's not easy. It's deep, deep work. So it's not like you wake up and you feel amazing. It's like just reassessing, unlearning. It's exciting, though. It's exciting because you get it. It's like being reborn.
Yeah, you definitely are being reborn with it. And the creator says this is the lifetime we've agreed to come full circle. And because of that, we chose so much in this lifetime, we had the opportunity to clear it out. And as we clear it out, we are moving into a higher vibration of ourselves, a rebirth. So right now we're going through a death of everything we've come through with the heal at the same time as a rebirth. So we're in the death and the birth canal at the same time. And either one of them can be challenging, and we're doing both here. Yeah. And it is exciting and it's emotional. It's all of it. Like the best way out is always through. You have to go through it to get there. And yet it's so much easier now, because so many people are doing it collectively, we're moving through it. And like you said, really be with a guide, a teacher, whatever you want to call it, that at least in the beginning can really assist you to move through it, and that can hold the light for you, that you feel safe with, and that can really connect you to the highest aspects of yourself.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I love it.
Yeah. And the other thing, just, you know, like ho'oponopono, you know, I'm sorry, I love you, I'm sorry. Yeah. So it's really important to look in the mirror in the morning when you get up and at night, and look in the mirror because the eyes are the windows to the soul. Look into your eyes and say your own name, Michelle, five times. Michelle, I love you. Michelle, I'm sorry and I love you. Michelle, I forgive you. Or Michelle, please forgive me, you know. And then thank you, Michelle. Thank you for your willingness to come to the earth at this time and hold the light as we're shifting through all of this energy, whatever we're going through, whatever your words are. Really start talking to your inner children and validate, validate, validate. So as you start looking into your eyes and, every morning and evening, like five times each process, I'm sorry, I love you, forgive me, whatever, your subconscious mind is going to start picking it up, and it's going to reprogram you from the hurt little child that feels like they're not loved or wanted or important or valuable. So, like I said, there's tools now that we have, you know, that can really assist people. So I was doing a workshop once, and I always start my workshops with Ho'oponopono, so that everyone can let go of their issues. And I mean, so many people are sobbing, crying, because all this stuff is coming up. And you have a whole group that just loves you and supports you to be vulnerable and let it out. So I was doing a workshop, and this man was there that does healings, you know, workshops himself or whatever. So when I was suggesting, okay, when you go home tonight, look in the mirror, you know, whatever, you know, of course he didn't do it. And the next morning I asked, did you? He goes, "I'm not going to do that. I do workshops. I do inner child work." I said, "Okay." So I just said to the whole group, "Let's send him love." I can't remember his name, you know, whatever your name is. "I'm sorry and I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry and I forgive you." He just starts sobbing.
Nice. I love
It went in and
that.
started breaking that ego energy. "I'm not going to do that. I do workshops, you know?" Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, he was just sobbing, letting it go because he had that love coming into him. Yeah.
Yeah, when you start feeling that, there's no stopping it. The emotions just start bubbling up.
They do. Yeah. And when they bubble up, it's important to hold your little girl and boy and let them know, I love you. We're safe. We're with our real parents, and really validate them. In fact, I want to take you through a little process with that. So those watching, it's kind of easy to do. So there are many ways of starting to heal the child inside. So the one I'm taking you through, I think, is one of the easiest to begin. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. So we're going to go through your root. Up through your whole body, your core, out your pineal gland, which is your DNA connection to source. And so, for those of you that are watching, our whole team is here and they're just opening your pineal gland for you. It's your DNA connection to God, source, creator, whatever you want to call God to be. Scientists used to think it was just kind of a dormant gland hanging out there. Now they know it's absolutely your DNA connection to God. Yeah. So the whole team's here and they're just opening the pineal gland, moving up into what they're calling beyond the beyond, beyond the new world, the new earth, and into where there's no story. And that's what we want now, to be able to rewrite our story. But it's pretty difficult to put the new story on top of the old. So we're just going into beyond the beyond where there is no story. And just say, Mother, Father, God, Creator. Together, Mother, Father, God,
Mother, Father, God, Creator.
the I am of all that is.
I am of all that is.
I now set the intention
I now set the intention
and command
and command
that I am safe
that I am safe
to release and clear
to release and clear
my childhood hurts.
my childhood hurts.
Patterns,
Patterns,
belief systems,
belief systems,
programmings.
programmings.
And I trust
And I trust
that my heart is your heart,
that my heart is your heart,
that my mind is your mind.
that my mind is your mind.
All that you are, I am.
All that you are, I am.
And I now experience all life
And I now experience all life
through the divine essence
through the divine essence
of the Christ I am,
of the Christ I am,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
all that is.
of all that is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is done. It is done. It is done.
It is done. It is done. It is done.
And the reason we're giving thanks that it's done in the higher dimensions, it is, we're bringing it down here. Okay. Great. And now we're back up through the pineal gland into beyond the beyond. And let's just ask for your real mother to be with you, your spiritual mother, the highest feminine energy of creation, the feminine, and the creator calls her Sophia. So let's just ask. You can ask those of you that are watching, ask for Sophia, your spiritual mother, to be with you now.
Would my spiritual mother Sophia be with me now?
My holy mother,
Holy Mother.
divine mother. Just take a breath. It's okay to breathe. Can you feel her energy with you?
Yeah, I definitely feel energy.
Kind of a peacefulness or
Yes, like a grounding.
be beautiful. Does she have a message for you?
I hear I love you.
Beautiful. Can you feel that?
I can. Yeah, my heart feels very open right now.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's really easy to communicate with spirit. It's just learning how, and it's through feeling. Okay, so we're still up in the higher realms, beyond the beyond, where there's no story. Now just ask for your real father, God, the creator's energy, to be with you, or whatever you call God to be.
Okay. Would
The male aspect of God.
Yeah, the highest version of my father. Does that work? Okay, with the
Holy
highest
Father.
version of my father, please join me.
The Holy Father, Father, the Creator's energy.
The Creator's energy, Holy Father.
Real Father, Can you feel his energy with you?
I can, yes. I
Can you
feel like twice the amount of energy I did before. So when we called mom, now dad being here, I feel enveloped in this warmth.
Beautiful. So you can feel the difference between the male and female aspect of God. I mean, of course, it's one consciousness, but we split it like that. So people can start feeling, oh, this is what it feels like. This is what it feels like to have a mother that loves me. This is what
Right.
it feels like to have a father that loves me, that I'm safe with. Okay, now
Okay.
they are just blending their energies together. That balance of the male and female through our bodies, through all your bodies and systems. The energy's coming down through your root, the bottom of your feet, and into the heart and soul of Mother Father Earth. And the Creator has shown me that after the 2012 doorway opened, Mother Earth came back together with her beloved. Again, a balance of the male and female. He's not a physical planet, he's an energetic planet. And he is assisting her as we're ascending. So, our energy, your energy, everyone's energy, moving through the root, the bottom of our feet, and into the heart and soul of Mother Father Earth as they're putting their hands on the bottom of our feet and just pulling us, grounding us, this higher vibration of who we are into the earth. And as it does, we're also assisting Mother Earth to heal because this energy is going into the grid system of the earth. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Okay. How's your body feeling now?
Very grounded.
Okay. Now your whole team is with you. My team is definitely the Christ. Like I said, Jesus has been with me ever since I can remember. So he's here. Whomever your team is. So for me, it's the Christ, I am, Jesus, Archangel Michael, Melchizedek, Metatron, Mother Mary, Magdalene. That's my team. And then on and on, So we're going to ask them to be with you. Your heart and higher self is connecting to theirs.
Okay, so I call them my spirit team.
Yeah, your spirit team, whatever you want to call them. They
All
don't
right,
care
would my
as long as
spirit,
you call them.
sorry.
I said, they don't care as long as you call.
Yeah, okay. Would my spirit team please come down and join me?
And just feel your higher self connect to theirs.
Yes. And I call upon my higher self as well. So should I call upon
Absolutely.
my higher self?
In
So I
fact,
ask that
calling
my
your higher
higher
self.
self please join me in this moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you feel your higher self? Okay, now
Yeah.
connect your higher self to the higher self of your whole spiritual team. And just get a sense of this energy wrapping itself around you as you expand with them. And they all have colors, so every color has a sound. So just get a sense of your body becoming a symphony. And these sounds are going to start healing whatever's stuck, whatever those
Right.
frozen emotions are. Just start opening them up. And how are you feeling with your team now?
I feel very safe and my cheeks are tingling.
Do they see you or feel you as one of them?
Yes,
Yeah. Can you get a sense of yourself as one of them?
very much
Beautiful.
so.
Great. Okay, now Jesus, Magdalene, they are giving to you this beautiful little girl and boy that have just been born. And just bring them into your heart now, your inner children. And the energy from source is coming down, the infinity energy is going into the heart of your little girl and little boy, your inner children. You know, how are they feeling with you?
I stopped breathing, and now they feel, I felt this energetic surge go through my entire body. I feel very whole.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you say to them, I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Thank you for everything that you've gone through
Thank you for everything that you have gone through.
to bring us to this place of our soul's awakening.
To bring us to this place of our soul's awakening.
I could not have done it without you.
I could not have done it without you.
You are amazing.
You are amazing.
Magical.
Magical.
You can do anything you want to do.
You can do anything you want to do.
And we are all here assisting you.
And we are all here assisting you.
And how are they feeling with you now?
Beautiful, like magical.
Yeah. How do you feel with them?
Safe, stable, not maybe not stable is a good word for it, but just grounded and
Beautiful.
powerful, whole.
Feel how amazing they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are. Our inner children are our roadmap to freedom. Because many times, if we don't know what's going on within us, ask your inner children. They know, they'll tell you. It's been
Yeah.
incredible. Yeah. Ask them what they need from you.
What do you need from me? Again, I just hear the word love.
Yeah. Can you feel that?
I can.
Yeah, great. So that's the way you do it. You just start your day. I, even before I get out of bed in the morning, I do this, and you can just do it in a couple minutes. You know, it's kind of a long, way of taking you through it. And of course, connect to your higher self first. I forgot to
Right.
bring that through. Absolutely. Once you make the connection, Mother, Father, God, Creator, and then bring your higher self to you. It's really important. Yeah. And then connect your higher self with your whole team. So then, and then your little girl and little boy. So throughout the day, you already have that connection. It's no
Yeah.
longer you down here in the middle of whatever you're going through. So when you have that connection, they're going to guide you throughout the day, step by step. And you're not going to feel alone. You're going to feel loved and supported.
Do we need to
So
call them multiple times a day, or if you do it in the morning, you're good?
if you have stuff coming up that you know is childhood, then absolutely talk to them
Okay.
and let them val okay, you want to validate, 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 and give them everything you needed and didn't get. And as they start feeling loved and safe and secure, we the adult does, because we
Right.
experience all emotions through our childhood. Our good emotions, our hurt emotions, the ones we want to let go of are the hurt ancestral stuff we're playing out here. So you validate them, validate. And again, the more you do, they're going to be safe to just start letting all of these old stories come up and clear out. And
Beautiful.
then,
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for taking us through
yeah, thank you. My pleasure.
that.
I love the work that comes through me. I am just so grateful. You know, never in my life did I think, I'd be traveling the world doing this work. You know, in my family, I was the least likely to succeed. You know, the black
Wow.
lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And before my time, you know, my family thought I was crazy. My mother was pissed off at me all the time because of my sensitivity or whatever, you know. But now we're good friends. You know, from the other side, she's really healed our relationship, which also shows us it's never too late to heal relationships. And if we have the opportunity to do it while your parents are here. Do it while your loved ones are here. And forgiveness is really, really important. Even if you don't quite feel it yet, you know how they say, fake it till you make it. And as
Yes.
you do, you just keep going through the forgiveness. What you're going to find is everything has a frequency, it's an energy. So that forgiveness energy is going to connect with whatever those patterns are where you're locked with someone else. And eventually you're going to find yourself, it doesn't make any difference. You'll just feel
Doesn't
this free
matter.
because your vibration's higher then. So
Right.
you've moved beyond the story of it or the emotions of it. Forgiveness.
One thing that I do, Michelle, with money, every time I get a bill, I thank the universe. Thank you for this bill. Thank you for giving me internet. Thank you for allowing me to have this item, this phone, because there's so much negative, like people put negativity towards getting a bill, so I flip the script and then it makes me feel grateful. Gratitude. I love this bill. Thank
It
you. Even
does.
if it's astronomical.
I have to tell you what happened this last week. I had a client cancel, and I was tired. I was really grateful she canceled, but I'm an active mom also. So then we went to this park. I live in a small community here, and a couple times a month they have music, and it's just wonderful. It's like old time, where you have kids there, dogs and music, this beautiful park. And so they have a drawing. It's called 50-50. So you can buy 5 tickets for $5, and then they split whatever the take is to the park and to whoever draws the number, so I bought them. So the number's drawn and it's my number. And I never win anything
No
ever.
way.
Looking at the number, and I'm dyslexic, so I'm thinking, I must be transposing numbers or
Yeah.
something. My sister's next to me. Is this it? She goes, yeah. So I get up and I'm walking down there and I'm still looking at the number, it was 870 something dollars.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know, because I just looked up, God, I'm fine. I'm fine. I know prosperity comes from you. Honest God, on the way there, I just looked up. I know it comes from you. I was shocked. I never win anything. I mean, there were so many people there, 300 or 400 people, and I drew this ticket.
Amazing.
I know, I'm so blown away by it. Yeah, it was fun.
Yes, but it that is amazing. That's a nice surprise, but it shows your relationship with money, the frequency, as you talk about being on a higher frequency. The universe
Absolutely.
recognizes that and it gives you exactly what you're putting out. So if you're in constant, like, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough this, then you're gonna just get depleted.
Yeah, you won't have.
Yeah,
And really
exactly.
always see it, like you said, coming from the universe, from the source. Absolutely.
Gosh. Oh my God. Thank you so much for being here today. Tell everyone where they can find you.
Soulsawakening.com. And I had actually sent you in one of the next podcasts all my connections, contacts.
Okay.
You can put them on there. I'm, like I said, a little low tech here. But my website, soulsawakening.com. If you go there, you can book sessions with me. You can find out where I am, what I'm doing, and all of that. So for those that are listening today, if you're interested in a session, an inner child session, we'll give you 15% off if you mention this podcast.
The
Okay.
advisor. Perfect.
Advisor,
Love
yeah.
that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, it's wonderful to connect with you again. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It was beautiful. Thank you. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. You just heard from Michelle Phillips. Please check out her last episode and stay tuned for future ones because we have more in store for you. Make sure you hug your children, hug your inner children. Hug everybody. Until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. Bye, everyone.